This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, radio, time for you to tell me what this all means.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
It's been a great day. Our avocado adventure. Actually, we also saw a dog eat an avocado.
That's
today.
Right.
The Grove we were just visiting.
Yes.
Their dogs eat ate them. Avocados, and they are have the shiniest, healthiest looking coat.
Should we really have exotic pets?
Dean, you are such a idiot. Stupid. Your face is an exploding pimple.
Love, love, love you, baby. Love you, baby.
The beats about to kick in.
You know what? Turn it up.
And now.
Okay, is everybody ready for facials?
Our feature presentation.
Now what you want to hear.
5:36 a.m.
Right. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Wednesday, the 24th of October. All right, let me see if we won the lottery. Our numbers were 3, 29, 15, 22, 33, and 9.
Yeah, that sounds like a good run of numbers.
Here are the winning numbers.
All right, let me put my ticket next to the winning number.
Okay. 5. Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty close to 3.
Five, going through ours. Nope.
No, okay. 28.
No.
None of us?
No.
62.
Oh, we didn't even know it went that high.
65.
Oh, no, that's higher than we thought.
70.
Oh, we should have looked this up.
And 5.
Well, we didn't have 5, but we knew that existed.
We did. I mean, I don't think that helps, but we did know it existed.
Yeah, maybe.
So we didn't get any of them right. So none.
Well, we didn't nail any of the numbers, no. And right. I bought a lot of stuff thinking.
Did you?
We had it, yeah. And so
you went on a shopping spree yesterday?
Yeah. And because I was very confident, and also because I had so much, support from the listeners that I just assumed we won. So I have a lot of receipts to go through.
I think that's the right move.
Thank you.
I hope everything's returnable.
You know what? I don't know. I opened it all, so that could affect its ability for return.
Where was it sold? Where was the winning ticket sold? Was it like South Carolina?
Carolina. Yeah, South Carolina. Except we do have, I think, 5 or 6 winners of 5 numbers.
Oh, is that right?
Here in California. I think even more specifically in I guess, Los Angeles.
Okay.
I know Norwalk had one. I know a bunch of people have a 5 out of 6. So.
And what do you win for 5 out of 6? It's a lot with this much money, right?
Yeah, maybe like $38. No, I have no idea what. I know it depends on how many winning tickets have 5 out of 6.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So you have to split it.
I know you think you're rich and you're not in the end. That's usually what ends up happening.
I mean, you're not as less rich as we are because we got zero numbers right.
Yeah, but
did you get anything for that?
No, but we did know it went up to 40. And so there's some issues about maybe we would have got it had we known it goes up to 70.
Had we gotten 62, 65, and 70?
Had we known.
What's the dude in South Carolina's life like right now?
And now, I always think to myself, what if he doesn't know?
Oh, that's always a possibility.
Always a possibility.
What does he have, 30 days, I think?
No, I think he has a long time.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, I think they actually let you get away with it for like 6 months to a year or something.
What?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Why would they do that? Because they should put the money back in for next week.
I know, and then I've never understood what happens when they don't. Like, where does that money go if they don't come and pick it up? And also, why don't we know the stats about how much money has never been picked up?
That's a great idea.
Because imagine the numbers of millions that are just sitting in some weird vault.
Some guy bought a ticket. It's in his pants somewhere. He has no, doesn't even remember buying it. He has no idea the lottery happened. Hey, Moses. Moses, stepping up to the microphone. What should I do with that?
Oh, no. Maybe turn on the mic. Turn up for a second.
Okay.
I have some information you guys were looking for.
That was just a second.
Yeah, no.
You have information we were looking for?
Yeah, the people with 5 out of 5, they won $560,000.
That's strong.
Wow.
And how many winners did it say it had?
It's about 6.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
A lot are here then.
Yes.
Wow.
You're right.
Wow.
Southern California.
180 days they have.
180 days?
To claim, yeah.
I wonder why.
1 year or 1 year to claim prizes. Mega Millions winners have either 180 days California non-jackpot prizes or 1 year to claim prizes, including the jackpot. Although some Mega Millions winners lose the right to collect a jackpot if they wait more. Wow, that is a lot of different rules.
Yeah, what's up with that? There's three different times.
Wait more than 60 days after the drawing. So, they
so maybe you have to contact them and say,
I'm the winner.
I'm the winner. I got the ticket.
Yeah.
But why would you wait for a year? Let's say you won $1.6 billion.
Get the stench off you. Like, I feel like that's the
clean
reason.
Up?
Well, I think here's my thing.
For the press conference?
Yeah. You got to shave. One of the things I've heard is that people who win the lottery, their biggest problem ends up being family that comes out of nowhere.
Of course.
And so I think if you wait, it's not on anyone's mind anymore. Like today, everyone's like, who's the winner?
Right.
But if you come out in 4 months and just quietly pick up the money, you just become like an interest story.
But don't they still do a press conference?
You don't have to go.
I thought you did.
No, they have tons of press conferences where they're like, the winner was in South Carolina.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, they don't show your face.
That's got to be weird, though, because now you have $1.6 billion.
And if you do that today...
Oh, what's this new suit? Just something I found.
Yeah, these 4,000 suits I bought.
Why are you driving a Bugatti?
Yeah.
Borrowing it.
Guy pulls into his work at the factory with 3 Teslas in a row, 2 driven by servants. I think you do that you do the press conference today, and it's total chaos. Who's the $1.6 billion? You wait 4 months... We don't even think about
no
it.
No one cares.
Yeah, that's the move.
But I assume if you wait four months, your family's still going to know. Your family.
Yeah.
I mean,
what if I don't turn it in?
Ever?
No, I will. I will. I'm not. What if I was like, what if I never claim the money?
Who do you think would have the ability to hide the fact that they just won $1.6 billion from their family? And you tell one person, it's over.
Oh, yeah. No,
everybody
keep that
knows
secret.
That.
Yeah.
I can't imagine it's even possible to keep that secret.
No.
I wouldn't want to either, and I would email all of my family and say, don't. That's it. Just don't.
I bought 20 tickets.
And you did?
Yeah, I did. And last night, laying in bed, I was just looking at them against the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized it's hard to hit 2.
Like, it's hard to hit 1.
Yeah, it's hard to hit 1.
Yeah.
Like, the way the odds are... It's just slightly impossible. And then we learned yesterday when we were doing research about it that they made it harder to win.
Yes.
About a year or two ago.
And that's why the jackpot's skyrocketing.
Skyrocketing more. So as if we needed less of a chance to win, they made sure we did.
Now we have less of a chance. Okay,
yeah.
So Powerball is still tonight?
Yes. And I accidentally, this is actually kind of great. I accidentally used our numbers for Powerball.
That's all right.
So I had to rebuy it. And the guy was like, do you not want that? And I was like, no, now I have to get it. Moron. But now I do also have our numbers in Powerball. So I'll take that money.
Here's my thing. And I would have found it very not funny had this happened. But I had a dinner last night. Mm-hmm. And I thought on my way to dinner, I didn't buy a ticket with our numbers.
Oh, God.
I have to stop and buy a ticket with our numbers.
Yeah.
So I stopped at a 7-Eleven, and I walked in. I was already late for my dinner, and I was like, I need to get some numbers. 3, 29, 15, and she interrupts. She goes, sir, I'm sorry, but our machine doesn't work. So
what?
All we have is Quick Pick. So I didn't have the numbers.
No, that would have been great.
Wouldn't
if
Wouldn't it have been great, oh, yeah. A, and horrible, B, had everyone else won because they used our numbers, and I didn't because I was unable to do it.
I mean, I would like to say that you missed out, but you didn't miss anything.
I didn't miss out.
Yeah, right, you missed good. Out on keeping $2.
As I was walking out, I was like, if everybody wins this and I don't,
that'd be great.
I'm going to be so mad.
But congratulations to whoever it is in South Carolina.
Isn't that amazing?
Because it's definitely not a curse to win the lottery of
right.
that much money.
All good things happen to people who win the lottery.
It's the money final destination.
Right. So next time. Well tonight.
Tonight we have tonight. Another chance. Okay. Yeah, we're using right. our number. I'm using our numbers again.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
I don't know what the hell's going on in the most wonderful way.
People are dumb mm-hmm. on the program today. Elon Musk is building a tunnel.
Yeah, you revealed this story yesterday, and I'm still thinking about it.
And I think it's almost done. I think they're talking about opening it in December.
Yeah.
And I'm not exactly sure what his plans are for where it's going to go eventually when it's finished.
Yeah.
But the first one goes from, I want to say, Santa Monica to his
mansion.
Yes.
And also, I mean, we have not addressed the idea that there's a human Bruce Wayne amongst us. And we have to maybe stop him.
Because he's
what are we going to do?
Building tunnels?
He's building tunnels. I mean, what's next?
And they said, what if we have an earthquake? And they said, oh, yeah, it's deeper than the fault line.
Yeah.
And I was like, how far down are we going?
Yeah, I know he's in somewhat of a billionaire breakdown or whatever you would call his life. But also, like, he built a tunnel.
You put your car on top of, like, a almost like an elevator, and it takes you all the way down.
Yeah.
Then your car gets put on a track. And it takes you 130 to 150 miles per hour.
It's nuts.
And you can get to Dodger Stadium like that. You can get all the place like that. I assume it would be huge if it's affordable.
I
don't know how it can be affordable with as much as it
costs. I don't understand most of the things he does, from the tunnel to dating Grimes. The whole thing is confusing.
Things you did with your family's ashes.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw this story, but there was a girl that baked her grandpa's ashes into some cookies and took them to school.
Yeah.
Which I believe is very illegal.
Can't be nice to do.
We're going to talk to a listener named Bernadette who is getting kicked out of the Zero Club.
Gone.
She's the second person getting kicked out of the Zero Club.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll tell you about that. We've got tickets to LA Comic Con. And comedian Kevin Nealon is also going to be here in studio. We love
Genius.
Him so much.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
You are substantially less attractive today, Allie. I don't know what's going on.
Is it the beard? The dwarfism?
You didn't have a beard yesterday. I'm not sure how that happened.
Oh, man, it was a stressful night.
Yeah, you're a big Dodgers fan.
Yeah, exactly.
Allie's off today and filling in, Brad Williams.
Yay!
That's right.
All morning long.
Just a bunch of dudes in here, right?
Oh,
yeah, sausage party.
Finally, a radio show with white males.
Yeah!
We got a break.
Oh. Giving us the voice, right?
Oh, finally.
You're with me, Jensen.
Yeah, we're voiceless. In media, white males are finally getting our due.
Speaking of white males doing things, was anyone caught in the 101 traffic yesterday?
I was not, but man, was that bad.
I heard about it.
They shut down the 101 freeway, you know, just because the average reason, as if we don't have enough traffic in Los Angeles. Yesterday, apparently a wormhole opened up and a Nazi plane landed on the 101 freeway and crashed.
Did you see the plane, Kevin?
I did, yeah.
It's insane. What rich white person needs that plane? Like, what are you doing?
How? You see that? You see how white people do?
Yes.
Wasn't it just a replica of a World War II?
Oh, no. He didn't have actual Hitler's plane.
No.
But still.
By the way,
that
Hitler's
makes it
plane,
worse.
Definitely playing Coachella next
right,
year.
Right, sure.
Yeah. Not the main stage.
Landed on the freeway.
Yeah. Now the pilot's fine. But and he said he landed on the freeway because there wasn't that much traffic. Because he landed about 1:30. But man, like, that had to be weird if you're driving on the freeway and all of a sudden you see this World War II plane come down, like, oh. And,
10 feet above you.
Yeah, like, apparently that's, like, he could have really played it up, as if he crashed, got out, and went, I was just shot down. What year is it? Who's the president?
Like, or just start speaking German.
Yeah. Some guy's just pulling over right now, like, oh my God.
What station is this?
Yeah. I mean,
that plane burned, though, right? The whole thing?
Yeah. The whole thing went up.
Pilot's lucky to be alive.
Isn't that like the plot of an NBC show now? Manifest?
That someone just shows up in a Nazi plane? Because if not, I just sold it to NBC.
Nah, like a plane goes away identical. And then it comes back.
Yeah, and then they come back a couple years later or whatever.
Yeah. That's just playing out naturally now.
Wow.
In our real
it's
lives.
It's like a good publicity move on their part.
Yeah, minus the fear of Jewish people. It's about the same show, yeah.
So, yeah, as if we didn't have enough to worry about in Southern California.
Yeah.
Obviously, you guys are having me in here because you know that you're celebrating my month, right?
I'm sorry?
What is that?
Did you know
your month? You have a month?
Did you know that October is Dwarfism Awareness Month?
No, but I'm
how
aware.
How dare you? No, we obviously have a killer PR person because no one knows. Who gave us the same month as Breast Cancer Awareness
right?
Month?
Right, you lose.
No one's like, forget the boobs, save the midgets. That's not happening.
What do you guys do for the month?
Well, we don't have a parade because we're not exactly walkers.
Right.
we're not really good at that.
You guys, you can ride in a float, though, and wave.
Yeah.
But you guys don't have any, like, planned events or meetups or whatever?
Here's the thing that gets me.
You can't tell us.
Here's the thing that gets me is that every month or whatever has, like, those little wristbands with a color.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, Breast Cancer Awareness Month is pink, and I think epilepsy is purple. Uh-huh. Yeah. Do you want to know what color they gave us?
Hmm.
We're green.
Of course. Of course
we're
green. Makes sense.
They gave dwarves green. The color that represents the worst day ever to be a dwarf, St. Patrick's Day, or as my people call it, the Purge. Yeah.
That is your 9/11.
It is. Yeah. It really is. Never forget. Do not go outside on that day. So happy Dwarfism Awareness Month, everybody. No one knows about it.
First and only time it's going to be said.
I've got to call President Dinklage and just complain. Anyway, one more little thing here. So you guys may think that you're lazy as you are morning radio people.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I mean, that's not what I think of when I'm waking up at 4:30 a.m. But sure, yeah, I'll go along with this yes and.
But so Post Malone was on a apparently Postmates has a show called The Receipt.
Yeah, I saw this.
What?
Everyone has a show now. That, like
Postmates.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you order food and then they just show up?
No, it's a TV show and they look at celebrities and say like, hey, what'd you buy? Because there's too much television on right now.
Well, we know that.
There's
too much
way
TV.
Too much content.
Yeah.
And Post Malone apparently in the last year racked up a $40,000 Postmates bill.
That is amazing.
That is pretty incredible.
$40,000? That has to include alcohol.
But, well,
right?
they went through it. He doesn't have that many orders of alcohol. It's massively contained. It's the vast majority of it is just fast food.
Oh. What?
Yeah.
He must be for all of his friends. There's no way you could spend that much money on fast food in a month.
I mean, Beer Mug just said challenge accepted.
Yeah, sure.
Wait, so Post Malone, I'm sort of reading this.
Yeah.
The most repetitive places that he purchased from.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A, Burger King, KFC, Panda Express, and Popeyes. As if I needed to think that the physicality of Post Malone was any grosser than I already do. Imagine the insides of Post Malone. I already am disgusted by the outsides. Imagine the insides of that man.
I mean, aren't those tattoos under his eyes, don't they say, like, always tired?
Yeah. Or oh, now we know why.
Now we know why.
Yeah.
You're eating only fast food.
It's disgusting.
Wow. Eat a damn kale leaf for once in your life.
Right? Everybody needs a little fish.
He does buy a lot of 12 packs of beer and champagne bottles. Also a lot of Pedialyte. This guy is so weird.
This guy's basically a college student.
Oh, yeah. I think Pedialyte is hangover?
Yes.
Oh, well.
Right?
I thought he was working out.
No, don't be ridiculous.
Work. Chance it.
660 deliveries over 52 cities, 3,000 items.
Unbelievable.
That's, yeah.
That's crazy.
That's pretty
insane.
Do a
deep dive, Brad, and give us some more information a little bit later on this
morning. All right. I'm going to do a deep dive, and I'll be back in the next hour. I will also, in the next hour, have tickets to my comedy show tonight. Woo! The No Limit Comedy Night at the Hollywood Park Casino. Great lineup. It's me. It's Chris Porter. It's Becky Robinson from Wild and Out. It's Preacher Lawson from America's Got Talent. Mm-hmm. And it's Harlan Williams.
Oh, very funny.
So
people.
that's a hell of a lineup.
And you can gamble.
And you can gamble.
Yeah.
And I'm there.
As if you didn't get enough last night. Throw more money into a fire.
So I will have tickets for that in the next hour. Let's get to some celebrities' birthdays.
Oh, don't worry, it's not live. We'll play back.
There's a plural there. Yeah, we'll fix it in post. Malone.
nope. Get out.
Kevin Kline, the actor, it's his birthday today. And, it's Drake's birthday today? Who the hell cares?
Oh, come on. Drake is a national treasure.
Canadian?
American hero.
Canadian?
No, we claim him now.
I'm not sure he's an American hero.
No, we've taken him on.
Okay. Build the wall in Canada. I'm Brad Williams, and that's what's happening.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-R-O-Q. K-Rock.
Right now, it's time for
Dumb.
A man is accused of breaking into a woman's house and then not leaving after she asked him to. I can't believe this happened, but it did. I mean, I cleaned up his mess, she says. I threw away his underwear that was right there on the floor. She said to him, "What are you doing in my house?" And he said, "Waiting on my clothes to dry." Because he had put them in the washer, doing his laundry. In her house. She said, "Well, who the hell are you?" And he said, "I'm your grandson. Don't you know who I am?"
Oh, he was fully committed.
And she said, "No, I don't have a grandson." He had gone into the kitchen. He went through her cabinets. He found the toaster, a skillet, made some scrambled eggs, made himself a sandwich.
He's just making himself at home.
He basically moved in. He had taken a bath.
Okay.
In my bathroom.
Yeah.
He had shaved. I found the razor that he got out of my cabinet. He also brushed his teeth. How long was he in her house?
Didn't this kind of happened to Moby once, right?
Where somebody moved into his house without him knowing it?
Like, Moby walked in and there was just someone sitting on his couch just watching TV. And he was like, "Good to see you, good to see you." And Moby was so nervous that he just played along. And then eventually was like, called the cops. But at one point, yeah, Moby was just chilling with some dude in his house, nervous that he was going
to
kill him.
If somebody is in your house and they look at you and they say, "Good to see you," don't you sort of go, I feel like I should know him.
One time,
one time
there was an open house near my house, and a guy walked in and was like, "Oh," and like looking at the house to see it. And I was in my mind, I was like, I could murder him if I wanted.
Okay.
I could just kill him.
That was your first thought?
Yeah, that was my first instinct. But then I was like, "Sir, I think you need the open house next door." And he's like, "Oh." And then he didn't buy the house.
Take a bath?
Yeah, yeah.
A man has went for a swim naked at Ripley's Aquarium of Canada. Hmm. Apparently, the police were looking for him. His name is David Weaver, 37, of Nelson, British Columbia. He's wanted for assault. The assault took place outside of medieval times. The story has everything.
By the way, if you assault someone outside of medieval times, that's like, you should be allowed.
It's
like
role play.
The Purge.
Right.
Yeah.
Apparently, he headed to the aquarium after he caused all that problem. A minute-long video shot at the aquarium and posted on YouTube shows a man taking off his clothes, diving into the, quote, dangerous lagoon, a 2.9 million liter tank that offers underwater gallery to dozens of marine animals, including 17 sharks.
To me, that's international waters. He's allowed. Let him do whatever he wants.
I just wish the sharks would have stepped up.
Yeah.
The man can be seen doing the breaststroke.
Sure.
On the surface of the water, while tiger sharks were swimming within centimeters of his feet. Didn't seem to bother him at all.
Nah, son.
Security personnel asked the man to leave shortly before 10:30 p.m., but he refused. Instead, he swam to the edge of the enclosure and emerged from the tank before doing a backflip back into the water with the sharks.
Chilling.
Insanity.
If anything, we're learning that not only people are dumb, but they're also nonchalant.
Nonchalantly dumb? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
The guy seemed totally relaxed. There were a bunch of sharks everywhere. He appeared to be totally nude and laughing.
Yeah, these guys are killing it.
Unfortunately, the sharks didn't do their job and he was fine.
People are confident.
Right.
Yeah.
But this guy, don't you sort of wish?
He got eaten?
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
If a guy dives into a shark tank, he gets what's coming to him.
Listen, I'm team shark.
Okay, same.
Mm-hmm.
And the final story comes out of Missouri, and I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. What happens next? Yeah. What do you think happens next?
Okay. Earlier in the night, officers responded to a domestic disturbance at the residence after Clean became upset that his dad has flushed his marijuana down the toilet.
All right, so okay. His dad flushed his marijuana down the toilet.
Yes.
What did he do next?
I think he caused a scene. He yelled at his dad. He may have even pushed him. Boy, that would be pretty crazy,
right?
Wouldn't it? Yeah.
And then lit a Jeep on fire.
He lit a Jeep on fire.
It didn't say his Jeep or anything. Just a Jeep. Yeah.
There was also a car next to that Jeep that was covered with feces.
Oh.
So he was a busy little boy.
Oh.
What did he do next?
Well, I mean, he's lit something on fire. Mm-hmm. He's rubbed poop into something.
Right.
Maybe turn himself into cops.
Mm. Clean later walked to a bar with a vodka bottle.
Took a bottle of vodka and walked to a bar.
Okay.
He's being helpful.
Yeah.
He drank heavily, they say, while watching the Chiefs game on Sunday.
Okay. Then what did he do next?
We'll watch the Chiefs game, feces, vodka. Maybe called some friends over to hang out.
He tried to see how high he could throw a pumpkin at a grocery store.
He went into a grocery store, found the pumpkin, and was like throwing it as high as he could to see how high he could get it and still catch it.
I mean, I wish there was a shark there too.
It smashed and he moved on. What did he do next?
All right, smashed pumpkin, vodka, poop. Maybe went to bed.
After that smashed, he was confronted by an employee. When police arrested him, they say they found a lighter in his pocket.
Oh, yeah, found a lighter in his pocket. That's all they had was a lighter.
Oh, well, that seemed like a letdown considering right? all the things he did, and then he just had a lighter.
That was a big buildup to a grand finale, and what happened? Nothing. Nothing. Well,
then he burned down his high school.
Right. That happened, too.
Dumb. Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
K-Rock. Elon Musk says his first test tunnel in L.A. will open in December.
And I knew nothing about this until yesterday when it was kind of brought up in passing. I can't believe this is happening right before our eyes in Los Angeles, and it's not the biggest story recently.
Right. That's the same thing as I was surprised by it a couple of days ago when they said Elon Musk was driving in traffic like all of us have to, and it sucked. And he thought, and has the ability to do it, we should make a high-speed tunnel under the ground where you could, it's bizarre, you could put your car on like an elevator and it takes you all the way down onto
like
a track.
Like Batman.
Yes.
Like the way Batman goes into the Batcave.
And then that will take you 150 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Wherever you're going. In this particular case, they're saying maybe Dodger Stadium, maybe Orange County, who knows?
Without needing
downtown.
To steer.
Right.
Without needing to press the gas, you just chill, maybe watch a movie.
How did we not know that he was building a tunnel all this time?
Yeah.
He says it might open this December.
Yeah, like weeks away from now.
So that has to be 90% done.
Yeah, it's 2 miles long, and it's a terrifying thought that just, you know, human Bruce Wayne can just do whatever he wants, and we won't even know it exists.
Here's the news report.
Yeah, this is one of those spots where Musk would like to build a tunnel. He says it would take Dodger fans underneath all the traffic, get them here to the stadium in mere minutes. Of course, it won't be ready in time for the World Series, but he does say one of his other tunnels, that test tunnel in Hawthorne, is ready to go in just a few weeks.
Elon Musk certainly knows how to generate buzz for his enterprises. This time, it's The Boring Company, where Musk says things are looking up when it comes to going down. Musk took to Twitter to say his first stretch of tunnel beneath L.A. will open December 10th.
Musk is a polymath. He's one of those people.
All right, this guy kills me because he's a professor of traffic or something like that. He's the dullest person alive, and he's trying to give us some kind of an explanation of what Elon Musk is doing.
Musk is a polymath. He's one of those people that really is clearly brilliant, and it's worth listening to him.
James Moore is a professor of transportation engineering at USC. He says Musk's underground car moving effort is intriguing. It is just a test tunnel. It starts at his SpaceX property in Hawthorne and runs about 2 miles underneath 120th Street. The plan? Cars would drop down beneath the traffic-filled streets onto a so-called skate that would whisk them across town at speeds around 150 miles per hour.
What could go wrong?
I mean, this is that Daylight Stallone movie. Do you remember that?
I don't think I do.
You shouldn't remember it, but that's what I'm here for. Basically, Stallone gets in this tunnel, and it's closed up, and then water breaks, and they have to get out of the tunnel.
Oh, no.
This could have so many Poseidon Adventure-esque endings.
I heard somebody ask about earthquakes. What happens if there's an earthquake? Yeah. And he said, oh, we're going down well below the tectonic plates.
Why don't we all live there?
How far down is that?
I don't know, but let's live there. Don't they make the whole plane out of the black box?
But if somebody has any type of accident and you're stuck, however deep it is in the ground,
you would
freak out.
No, you live there now.
It's great. You just might as well just start.
You're a spelunker. Yeah. You have
just
a new
set
job.
Up camp.
Yeah.
But Moore says, expect to reach for your wallet if these tunnels ever become a reality.
Oh, really? He's going to charge us? What a surprise.
By the way, I'm married to this idea. I think this is great to go to Vegas. I think this is Dodger Stadium.
It'd be so great with
perfect
in Vegas.
All of it makes sense. But my only concern is this is so privatized that we didn't even know it existed.
Right.
That's very scary.
That is scary.
I don't imagine that Elon Musk is going to provide access to his tunnels for free. I wouldn't expect that of him. There'd be no reason for him to be investing this much time and attention in the enterprise if that was the case.
This guy.
Imagine being in this guy's class at USC.
No.
Oh, my God. He's a professor of transportation and engineering, and he's dull as hell.
He makes Ben Stein seem like Tony Robbins.
Some great references.
Yeah.
A more efficient way to solve LA's traffic problems would be congestion tolls, according to Moore. But super-fast underground sleds are certainly sexier.
Yeah.
LA Metro has already met with the boring company, and the LA City Council is streamlining environmental requirements for a proposed tunnel on the west side. Earlier this year, Musk even pitched a tunnel that would get fans to Dodger Stadium in mere minutes.
Now, he keeps mentioning Dodgers because he's at Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because the World Series is going on now, but not there.
But also, a good place that Staples, things that people are going to for events.
Airports.
I've used Metro once to go to Staples, and it was great. But it's still not perfect.
Is it a sled that's 150 feet underground?
You know what? It's not.
I'm interested in how he thinks this will work and how he would pay for this and who would be charged and how much. If we can answer those questions in a commercially satisfactory way, perhaps this will come to fruition.
Hey, how about talking to this guy, Les?
Yeah, well, Musk is promising free rides for the public on December 11th.
December 11th, he's talking about trying it out for the public.
Yeah, I have doctor's appointments on December 12th, and I thought those were close.
It's October 24th.
Yeah,
he's going to have this done a little over a month. Who wants to be first, too? This is like the Apple phone.
Yeah, it's going to be Lance Bass. Lance Bass could be the first guy to do it.
The early adopters get the iPhone, and then there's all kinds of problems, and they fix it all. Then you go get your iPhone.
He's going to have an open house for this, for sure.
Open house. So just come try it for free.
Yeah, and that line is going to be so long.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, though, in the past, his sense of time has been somewhat fluid. But again, also keep in mind, this is just a 2-mile-long test tunnel.
I don't want to go in a test tunnel.
Yeah, I've never said those two words together. I've never been like, that's a good combo.
I'm in.
The Kevin and Bean Show. The world famous K-Rock.
Hey, Jensen, you brought in donuts today.
I did. Dodger donuts and everything.
Is it because of the story we're doing?
Oh.
Is there anything we need to know about them?
Oh, yeah. They do have my uncle in there, which is slight. I don't know if you'll taste it, but the jelly filling was my uncle's ashes.
The student at Da Vinci Charter Academy in Davis, California, brought cookies in for her classmates. Mm-hmm. They were definitely an old family recipe, but not in the way you'd think. She put her grandfather's ashes into the cookies.
Yummy.
Took them to school. Some of the kids knew that grandpa was in the cookies. Some of them didn't.
Mm-hmm.
All of them ate them, though, including one guy who knew grandpa's ashes were in there. He still ate them.
But imagine that feel. Like, I'm more disturbed by the people who knew.
Right, and then ate it anyway.
Than the obviously illegal act of forcing people to eat your ashes of your parents or whatever. I mean, I'm more disturbed as someone who's like, oh, yeah, feed me that. I'm in.
I want to eat that right now.
I want it.
It says here that he ate the cookies anyway and reported that the cookie had a normal flavor, But if you've ever eaten sand as a kid, you know, you can kind of feel it crunching between your teeth.
Oh, no.
So there was a tiny bit of that in the cookie.
I'm so disgusted by this story.
This is illegal, correct?
It's illegal. It has to be.
Police have opened a case, it says, and officers considered a charge of disposal of human remains in an improper manner.
Yeah, there's nothing more improper than this manner.
But then they allegedly dropped the case, and they're not following up on it anymore. Maybe they can't prove that she did it?
I mean, can't you check my stomach to see if I have ash in it?
I mean, I don't know if that's
possible.
That seems
like an easy procedure. Have I eaten ash? I know when I've eaten corn.
Sure,
you know
that's
what I
true.
Mean? Like, I've eaten ash. Someone help me.
But you're not going to poop out grandpa, so there's no way to tell.
That would be a great way to bring your grandpa back, though. If you eat his ashes, your grandpa comes out in your poop.
According to this article, does this mean that a bunch of high school kids are now cannibals? Technically, yes.
Oh, it is. If you eat ashes, you're a cannibal?
That's what they say.
Oh.
Yeah. An episode of TLC's My Strange Addiction,
yeah. One
of our favorite shows, said there was one girl obsessed with eating her dead husband's ashes.
Yeah.
Tupac Shakur says his former bandmates ate. He didn't say it. I'm sorry, because he's already dead.
Yeah. Well, we think he's dead.
Right, sure. Yeah. Claimed to have smoked his ashes.
Yes.
And Keith Richards, you all remember him from the Rolling Stones. He says that he snorted his dad's ashes.
His dad's father. Also, yeah. Disneyland always talks about how it's a huge problem at the park that people just bring in ashes and lay them around the park.
Oh, because people love Disneyland. Yeah. They say, I want to be cremated and left there?
Yeah, but you're not allowed to do that.
No,
but
I can't imagine.
But people sneak in their loved ones' ashes and then leave them around the park. There was a Marvel comic book editor named Mark Gruenwald who died unexpectedly of a heart attack. He had been very clear about his final wishes. He wanted his ashes to be mixed with ink and used in a comic book.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then the following year, his wish was granted when his ashes were used to illustrate Squadron Supreme, which is kind of a crappy title. If you use my ashes, use them for Spider-Man.
You know, are you going to be picking now which one you're in?
Absolutely.
But at least then, if you don't eat the comic, you're good because you're not necessarily eating
him.
Yeah.
You're eating ink with ash in it.
All right. So we're going to take some calls, 1-800-520-1067. We always talk about how many people will call on this.
We always get nervous that this topic is too weird or too strange, and then you prove to us that you're weird and strange.
Every time.
And we want that to happen again.
My favorite one was you faked your own death. And we knew for a fact that no one would call.
Yeah.
And we could have taken calls for an hour. It's insanity.
I love that.
So you did something with a loved one's ashes that is weird, not normal.
Yeah. What have you done with your family's ashes before?
Right. We don't want it. You put it on an urn, you know, on the counter or something like that.
I want to hear. This is the type of stuff I want to hear.
Okay.
I want to hear that every day you put your grandfather in the sole of your shoe, and you've been doing it for 6 years. I want to hear the strangest, oddest stuff.
So the number's 1-800-520-1067. If you want to call right now, we will talk to you next.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Let's take one phone call. Let's make it Juan in Cypress. Good morning, Juan.
Hey, what's up, guys?
We're talking about what you did with your family's ashes.
So it wasn't necessarily what my family did. I was actually at Disneyland at the Haunted Mansion, and I got to see firsthand somebody throwing ashes throughout the ride. And they finally caught the person towards the graveyard scene, and they had to take everybody out, and they had hazmat guys come in. It looked like the Monsters, Inc. when that whole team comes in.
Yeah, it stinks, too, because
like the windows and all that.
Yeah, it stinks because the graveyard is the one place they probably should have done it.
Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that why it's there? So they
yeah,
evacuated.
Exactly. Who knows how much
Go ahead.
No, I said, I mean, who knows how many or how much ash everybody breathed in between the beginning of the ride towards when we got to the end of that. So
how
I must have that person's grandpa inside.
How publicly do you have to be doing that to get caught, though? Don't you feel like you could go anywhere?
Yeah, true. But I feel like they were kind of doing, like, you know, little by little until they got to the graveyard scene where they went for it.
I got
you. They started throwing it around.
I got you. So then you got evacuated.
They were making it rain, Grandpa.
Right now we're talking about things you did with your family's ashes based on this girl that baked grandpa into cookies and took the cookies to school.
And guess what, y'all? You are weird as hell, and we're proud of it. Bunch of phone calls. We actually got a text from the 818. Jeff works in custodial at Disneyland, and he wanted to expand a little bit on the idea of ashes being left at the park and it being a major problem.
Oh, okay.
So when they catch somebody, they have to call the Anaheim PD, right? They show up, take a sample of the ashes to make sure the person isn't a missing person.
Oh, interesting.
If they actually know that this person was dead. Once that's kind of cleared, the custodial staff just vacuums the ashes and throws them away in a dumpster, and it is most prevalent at the mansion, which doesn't make sense.
I mean, it makes sense, yeah.
We got another tweet from Tony Rodriguez, and he said that as a kid, his dad asked him to flush his ashes down the toilet. But when he died, they weren't sure if he was kidding, so they decided to just dump half.
They didn't ask him at the time he said that, are you kidding?
I don't know. Maybe I guess you don't face it until it actually happens. And someone goes, remember when dad said he wanted to flush down the toilet? Do we do that?
Let's go half. That way we can't be wrong. We'll save half. We'll put half down.
Yeah.
Let's go to Wendy in Buena Park. Good morning, Wendy.
Hey, good morning. So I had a boyfriend who said he wanted to be cremated, rolled in a joint, and mixed with weed and smoked.
Oh, boy.
And?
Yeah. Well, he never died when I was with him.
Oh,
I don't know where he is today, but...
Well, he's dead to you.
Yeah, I thought that was,
so
that was pretty disgusting.
So he told this to you how far into your relationship with him?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe a year.
Maybe a year. Okay, good.
Okay.
I don't know if that was a first date thing. I have no idea what a guy's game is when he's talking about.
Yeah, that's your Tinder profile.
Right. All right. Thank you for the call. We appreciate that. Let's go to Heather in Fountain Valley. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
So my uncle.
Yes.
Okay. My uncle passed away and was a huge fan of Laughlin. So the whole family took a trip out to Laughlin. We dumped his ashes into a bucket, put coins into the bucket, and then took them to the slot machines.
Wow. And honestly, that's probably not the grossest thing on slot machine coins. I'm almost like, that's the hope I get when I win coins, is that it's some dead person on it. Did you guys win with it?
We didn't win, but one of the slot machines got gunked up at that point.
What a surprise.
What a surprise.
Yeah.
So one of the attendants came over and she opened it up and she's like, what is all this dust? And actually blew it out.
I mean, what did you expect her to do?
Yeah, now your uncle's on the carpet in Laughlin.
not the same. Thank you for the call, Heather. We appreciate that. Let's go to Benjamin in Los Angeles. Hi, Benjamin.
Hello.
I was afraid we wouldn't get enough calls. We're getting more than enough.
Too many, technically.
Okay. What did you do with your family's ashes?
So I kind of carpool around with my grandma's ashes.
You keep them in the car?
We got her ashes back, and I never got to, like, take them out of my car. So I keep them in the trunk. And I've actually gotten stopped, like, by the cops.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets bad.
Benjamin, is that because you're driving in the carpool lane?
Right?
I mean, I'm taking the express lane.
There's two of us, sir. What do you mean you didn't have time? What did you say? You didn't... you couldn't get him out of your car?
I just never got to it, to the truth. And then,
I wonder how you treated her when she was alive.
No, it was always love. It was always love.
All right.
Never got to it is a bit crazy, though. That's all I got to say. Let's go to Bobby in San Pedro. Hi, Bobby.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
This wasn't a family member, but we used to do maintenance on a building, and we're moving some boxes around in an office. We're painting and changing the carpet in the office, and I carried a box to another corner of the room, and it was dumping some white powder, and wasn't sure what it was. I vacuumed it up, then I ended up reading what was on the boxes, and it was Mr. Ted Jenkins. Mr. Ted Jenkins ashes. And
what office is this,
right?
It was called Neptune Society.
Oh, well, you found
where
a cult.
Where they cremate people.
Yeah, you found a cult, sir.
Yeah, and I thought it was a box of cocaine.
So you snorted it?
Yeah, I was gonna
Please
say.
Tell me. You did a lie to Grandpa?
No, not. So Mr. Ted Jenkins was vacuumed up and ended up finding out what it really was. Threw away the vacuum cleaner, and my dad's a real freak about working in places like that. and he ended up subbing out the rest of the work.
Yeah, that's Ted was the last move. After that, you got to go find a new job.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Deb in Santa Ana. Good morning, Deb.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. Thanks for holding on. What did you do with your family's ashes?
Well, it wasn't really what I did. My mother's ashes, my sisters and I split them. And at her wedding, she asked me to bring the leftover ashes. So I brought them to her wedding. It was beautiful. It was on the coast in Florida. And right in the middle of the ceremony, she decided her and her husband were going to scatter the ashes in the ocean to, you know, to remember my mom.
Sure.
And as soon as they scattered the ocean, the ashes in the ocean, like this wind whipped up and all the ashes went like all over them, all over all the guests. Like I was coughing at my mom. It was the most horrible, like,
it's amazing.
Very, like, very sweet, but didn't work out.
I mean, I don't know that it's sweet when the wind kicked up, though, and everybody's there all dressed up and all nice.
Yeah, my wedding's in the next few months. That's my hope, is that at some point I can throw my father all over my guests. It's like a Gallagher concert.
Thank you for the call, Deb.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Allie McKay is out today, which leads us to believe that perhaps she won the lottery.
Yeah, either that or we have to smoke her ashes later.
I hope not.
I don't know. No idea.
Comedian Brad Williams is in for Allie. What's happening, Brad?
All right. I'm going to tell you guys what's happening. And, you know, there's a lot of bad news going on. You turn on the news, it's a lot of depressing stuff. Hell, we're turning on the news right now, finding out that there's a bombs being sent to a lot of our political officials, which, whatever you may think of them, maybe don't do that.
Yeah, not worth it.
Yeah. And I just feel like we need to have some love in the world. So this is going to be the What's Happening of Love Break. That's right.
All right.
We gonna be spreading that love.
Why are you gyrating like that?
I mean, why not?
I mean, you don't have to actually move your pelvis when the music comes on.
Doing anything for you, Jensen?
Yes.
Do anything for you?
It actually is.
I mean, come on! All right. Let's go to the What's Happening with Love. First of all, want to say congratulations to a Game of Thrones cast member. And despite what you may think of me, it's not Peter Dinklage. It's The Mountain.
The Mountain.
Hafþór. Oh, God. How do you pronounce this name? Hafþór Bjornsson.
That can't be right.
Sure. Hafþór Bjornsson.
I'm down with that.
He's from Iceland, so who knows?
This is the guy who was like a deadlifter who turned into an...
Oh, he still is.
Okay.
He still is. He is the world's strongest man.
Right. Yeah.
Hafþór Bjornsson.
I love that in real life, this song is like 4 minutes, but we have a 15-second bet.
I have 15 seconds, so I have to keep restarting.
It's unbelievable.
I don't feel like that's the way to go, but...
No. You could just probably find the song.
Yeah, that would be a lot easier. You are a gift to radio. Hall of Fame. Anyway, Hafþór Bjornsson. He is 6'9". 6'9"?
6'9".
It's like four of me. And he got married. Congratulations to him. To a female bodybuilder, Kelsey Henson. 5'2".
No!
Perfect.
Oh, no.
Perfect.
I found our reboot of twins.
Is there a sex tape you want to see more than Hafþór Bjornsson, 6'9", Hafþór Bjornsson, and his 5'2" wife?
That's going to be awesome.
Wow.
I mean, my wife is 5'7". I'm 4'4".
Yeah.
And we get asked questions all the time.
Yeah, let alone... I mean, wasn't the girl from Heroes... What was her name? Hayden Panettiere. She's very small. And she was dating a...
Klitschko
brother.
Klitschko, that's right.
She had a baby with a Klitschko.
Yeah.
The Klitschko baby, if I remember correctly...
22 pounds.
Broke her down there.
Yeah.
If I remember that headline correctly.
She's now in a wheelchair.
Yeah. So, hey, love knows no sizes, no bounds. Congratulations to Hafþór Bjornsson.
Yeah.
Oh, or however you say it.
Yeah. I'm probably doing this way wrong.
Enough. But your sinuses are clear.
Absolutely. Next in the What's Happening of Love... Let's go to husbands.
Is this story 15 seconds long?
Slightly longer. Get those fingers ready, Kevin.
Okay.
Speaking of love.
11 seconds. Good luck.
Okay. Prince Harry, you know, his wife.
Yep.
Meghan Markle.
Meghan Markle, sure. Former Deal or No Deal girl.
3 seconds.
Exactly. she's pregnant.
Yeah.
And they were at an event, and she was giving a toast. Now, when you're pregnant, obviously everyone knows that you can't drink that much.
Right.
Am I right? Actually, I guess you're just not supposed to drink. But so she gave the toast, but she gave it with water. Mm-hmm. And everyone noticed that Prince Harry also had water.
Okay.
So they asked him,
because he's pregnant.
Hey, what's up with you? And he goes, oh, I'm not drinking as well. Because my wife's not drinking.
So he's solidarity.
Doing that in solidarity. Yeah.
It's like when you shave your head when your friend has cancer.
I don't hate that.
Similar. Friend
it's not exactly
cancer.
The same.
No, it's the same.
No. Why do you not hate that?
Why should I hate
me.
That?
Doesn't bother me.
Because I'm going to have kids at some point with my wife. Yeah. And she's going to not drink because she's growing a child inside of her, right. Which is the miracle of life.
Right.
And you're just going to get wasted in front of her?
Yes.
Every day.
Why should I stop?
You're going to order bottle service?
Yes.
No, you should help her.
I'm not the one growing a human. I can't grow myself.
I mean, that's a good point. You're sort of stuck right there.
Yes.
So you might as well get smashed.
I'm not. I don't like this precedent. Of the man like being like, no, I'm not going to drink
you
as well.
Drink enough for her as well.
Yeah, that's my point.
You could just Postmate alcohol all day.
Yeah, and a mariachi band.
while I think that's very sweet, I'm just putting that out there.
Not for you.
Maybe stop it, okay. Harry.
I mean, listen, I think it's a sweet move.
But so this is where this is the same prince that at one point was photographed in a Vegas hotel room partying in a Nazi outfit, but he's like, oh, Nazis are okay. Cannot drink if my wife is pregnant.
You've really turned me with this argument. Right. I think you should get wasted all the time in front of his wife.
That's right!
As a Jew.
I'm going to do it! Now you're anti-Harry?
I am, yeah. I'm anti-heretic. Anti-heretic.
Did the Hitler outfit do it for you?
Yeah, that and the plane that fell out of the sky that he shot down this last week on the 101. Yeah, those things are... I got issues with them now. That is weird.
Yeah!
Everyone forgets about Nazi Harry.
Exactly.
I can't wait to see what he wears at the wedding.
All right. Celebrity birthdays. Actor Kevin Kline, it is his birthday today. And esports owner Drake.
He's a rapper. He owns an esports team as well, but he's a very good rapper.
No. It says right here, esports owner. So he's a team owner.
Two. Hip hop record breaking pioneer.
Look up
his rap career.
So a guy that pays people to play video games. Yeah. It's his birthday today.
Happy birthday, Drake.
I'm Brad Williams, and that's what's happening.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
It's time to give away some tickets to L.A. Comic-Con. How are we doing this, Jensen?
This is going to be for you comic heads, because that's what they call you, right? That's the official name, comic heads. I'm going to give you the real name of a superhero, and you're going to tell me the superhero name in which they go by.
Okay, but you're not talking about the actor's name. You're talking about the character's real name.
Yeah, no. I won't say, like, Kelsey Grammer, you have to tell me Beast or whatever. Which, by the way, we have to think about that for a minute. Kelsey Grammer played a superhero. After Frasier, not like when he was younger, like a couple of years ago. His weird, like, conservative, right-wing wife on Real Housewives, he played a superhero. Anyway, moving
That's
on.
Scary. Yeah. It's time for our comic contest.
Comic-Con, Comic-Con, everybody wants to go to Comic-Con. The one in L.A., you can win. Kevin and Bean, got your way in. Look out, here comes the Comic-Con.
That's who we're asking for.
I feel like Omar could have maybe made that a little lower so he could reach those notes.
No, he got it. He nailed it. He nailed it.
All right, let's begin with Ruben in Wilmington. Good morning, Ruben.
Good morning.
Morning, Ruben. You a big comic head?
Yeah.
All right, good. This is for the real true comic heads. Reed Richards.
Mr. Fantastic.
That's right. That. A member of the family turned superhero team Fantastic Four. He's got long, stretchy arms and has been part of very bad movies.
Well done. Thank you, Ruben. Hold on. Let's go to Daniel in Los Angeles. Hi, Daniel.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey, good, Daniel. You a big comic head?
Stop asking.
Hell yeah.
All right, here we go. Barry Allen.
Barry Allen, he's the Flash.
Yes,
that's right. He's the Flash, the Scarlet Speedster. He's got superhuman speed, and if there wasn't too much TV, I think he has a TV show.
He does have a TV show on the CW. Todd in Anaheim. Good morning.
Hey, what's up,
What's up, fellas?
Oh, what's up?
Todd sounds like a real comic head. what is the superhero name in which Wade Wilson goes by?
Wade Wilson is, I'm going to go with Deadpool.
That seemed like a Google, but absolutely, that is Deadpool.
Oh, come on, I was making a left turn.
All right, you know him now as
you
Ryan.
You could Google while you're making a left turn?
It's amazing.
That seems unsafe.
He's a sarcastic fourth wall breaker and originally seen in New Mutants, but yes, that's Deadpool.
All right, let's go to, is it Lionel? Lionel? How do you say your name?
It's Lionel.
Lionel.
How's it going? I'm a comic head and a butt head as well.
Okay. Oh, yeah. From my podcast. Well, listen, Lionel, I like a lot. What did you think it was?
Well, the best player in the world in soccer is Lionel Messi. Oh, so I didn't know if it was Lionel.
I thought it was Lion-O, because I'm a comic head. Lion-O, a Thundercat. Bruce Banner. What's Bruce Banner's superhero name?
That would be the Hulk, of course.
That would be the Hulk, of course.
Very good one. He's a doctor who looks like Mark Ruffalo, exposed to gamma rays.
All right.
Moving on. This next call.
Matt is in Huntington Beach. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
Good. Are you a comic head?
Yeah.
I guess so.
It's all right. It's
very,
okay.
Very natural. Scott Summers. What superhero name does Scott Summers go by?
Cyclops.
Oh. Hey!
Yes!
All right. Cyclops. That's right. An X-Men member as well, born with superhuman abilities, wears glasses indoors.
Okay. Let's go to Alvaro and Carson. Am I saying your name right?
Yeah.
Okay, Alvaro.
Okay, Lionel. Are you a comic head?
Yeah, but it's Alvaro.
All right, here we go. Britt Reed. What superhero name does Britt Reed go by? That's a Google.
It is.
Oh, say that again?
It's spelled for your typing. It's spelled Brittreid. What is the superhero name that Britt Reed goes by?
Oh, Henry, the Thing.
What was
what?
It?
What?
The Thing?
No, that is wrong. It's Green Hornet. You have to fix your Google. Green Hornet is a mass crime fighter who, much like Kevin Dees, started on the radio.
All
a
right.
Rare Rick Dees son reference?
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay.
Let's go to David in Pacoima. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Well, comic head friend. Benjamin Grimm.
That's the Thing.
That nice. Is the Thing. You got it. Another Fantastic Four member whose catchphrase is, it's clobbering time, and was once played by the guy from The Shield.
All right. One more. Let's go to Fernando in Lenox. Good morning, Fernando. Hello.
Nope.
Going once, going twice.
Fernando's going to be so bummed because he's a real comic head.
What did you have for him?
Oh, I had Oliver Queen. Do you guys know that one?
Yeah, of course.
Green Arrow.
He's got trick arrows, which seems kind of like a lame ability.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to do a drawing for the winner. We have 6 people on hold. Chip is doing the drawing.
Let's go, Lionel.
The winner is Daniel.
Right. Daniel. Congratulations, Daniel.
That's cool. Oh my God. Okay. Cool.
I'm nervous he's not a comic head by his response.
Thanks for playing. Nerds!
It's the Kevin and Bean Show, the world famous K-Rock.
I think maybe a year or two, maybe 2 years ago, Bean did a story where he was making fun of me because I posted a picture of my odometer and it said to the left of it, 0 mile distance to empty, zero. Sure. And I said, new record. And then I came in and they made fun of me.
Yeah.
And I figured it was a one day thing and then I would move on.
Yeah.
Somehow the Zero Club was born.
Yes.
And other people started sending their pictures and it seems like an avalanche of people. To this day, I get 3 to 5 pictures of people's odometer and their little gas gauge every single day.
And these are people gloating that they were able to get to the gas station or get home with 0 miles left.
Right.
Yeah.
And how far can you go on 0 miles?
How far can you push it?
The one thing that we haven't really talked much about is if you run out of gas, you lose.
Oh, yeah.
You're not part of the Zero Club.
No, you're kicked out.
Right. And that brings us to Bernadette.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Bernadette.
Good morning.
So on your, Instagram story last week?
Yes. Yeah.
Explain to us exactly what happened, Bernadette.
Okay, so listen, I know that technically this should kick me out of the Zero Club.
Right. By the way, we haven't asked you for your argument yet. Hold on, Bernadette. We have not asked you for the argument. We need to know the facts. If I learned anything from beer mugs being kicked out of a softball league, I know that I have to take in all the information first, then we have to make a decision. So please answer the judge's questions.
Okay, so what happened?
Well, there's only two of you guys, so that's not a tribunal.
Although Chip is the size of a half of a human,
I have half a vote.
Yeah, she has half a vote.
So she can tilt it either way.
Yeah. You're not helping your case right now.
All right, listen, facts. What happened? Facts.
So look it. I was the queen of the Zero Club.
Okay, now hold right there. I didn't know you were the queen. I didn't know we had a queen.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we did.
Okay. And you were the queen.
I was it.
Okay.
And I ran it. You missed the meeting.
Okay, shoot. All right.
So I made it. So my gaslight went on a couple weeks ago. We were on our way to a concert, and I was late because I'm always late. And we had VIP tickets to an acoustic set before the show, and my gaslight went on in Ontario, and I made it to the hi-hat in L.A. on no gas.
That's pretty strong.
Congratulations. That's why you wear that tiara all the time. But now, where are we now?
So, cut to last Thursday. I knew I was low on gas, and I figured I have at least, like, two trips to a grocery store left. You know how far beyond the red line you can go before you need gas. So I knew, I was like, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Our complex spits out basically into a Costco. So I was like, cool. I had to meet a friend for lunch. I'm going to hit the Costco gas station.
Sure.
And I'm set. So as I'm leaving through my complex, this guy in front of me.
Oh, that guy in front of you.
Listen, you would have rammed him, Kevin.
I may have.
He came to a complete stop at every single speed bump. I wanted to just murder button him
at
real
every
hard.
Speed bump. Okay, that does drive
at
me crazy.
It was stupid. Mm. So when we came to the stop sign and I saw that he was still going to go to the Costco parking lot too, I did what any other a-hole would do, and I sped around him and drove all the way around an unnecessarily long way to Costco, and it's doing 80 because obviously, I'm the worst.
Okay.
And,
these facts are worse than we thought. Continue.
And I know it was my fault. And I know this was the universe telling me you're kind of a dick. So I ran out of gas, and I was, like, rocking my body back and forth as though that was going to help. And
sure.
It didn't. And I had to walk a full half mile and buy a gas can, fill up the gas can with 2 gallons of gas, and walk all the way back. And 2 gallons of gas is not light, and on a busy road, so it was embarrassing.
And
it was
so,
the worst.
Can I play the audio from your Instagram story?
Oh my God. Yes.
While you're walking alongside the road out of gas.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you're having like one of those weeks where just everything goes wrong all at one time? Yo. This is that week. I've been the queen of the Zero Club for freaking as long as I can remember. As you can see, I'm walking on the side of a busy road, and it's not because I lost my car. It's down the road. Your girl ran out of gas. Listen, I'm always running late everywhere, and stopping and putting gas in is just not my... My husband told me last night, we're going to get gas on the way to the store, and I said, no, I don't have anywhere to be tomorrow. Who cares? I told you so hard today. Anyways, the moral of the story is don't live your life like Burns. Stupid. Not a way to live a life.
She's not wrong. We've heard the entire story now. Mm-hmm. And Kevin, as the, I guess you're the king? I don't know. The queen here has really changed my idea of what royalty is.
I missed that meeting, so yeah. I don't know what I am
but
now.
As the king of the Zero Club, we need to know your ruling. Does she get to stay in? Does she get kicked out? Do you ever even know she existed anymore? What happens in the club?
My ruling would be, and you guys tell me if you go along with this, she's out.
Oh.
Until,
oh my God.
Hold on, Bernadette.
Yeah.
Until she does it again.
Okay.
And she doesn't run out of gas, then she's back in.
Oh, so you've heard the president's words. He's been elected. So here's what happens. You are out of the club for now.
Sorry, queen.
When you successfully... successfully when you are able to slide through with zero again.
And not run out of gas.
Get to gas, get to your house, get to the meet and greet, whatever it is, on zero, and you post about that. You're welcome back in the club.
Yeah, listen, that's, my gas is still empty.
So you could do that today.
Yeah, you could technically get out of the club and back in the club in 24 hours.
You might be worse than I am. All right, but send in a picture of your odometer so we can see the distance to empty thing, all right?
And that's to anyone. All you got to do is go to Instagram or Twitter. It's at Kevin and Bean and hashtag it Zero Club.
The Zero Club.
Yeah. And we'll put you in it. Then we'll kick you out of it. Then we'll put you back in.
I'm looking for a new queen. That's all I know.
Yeah. Yes, queen. Yes.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock KROQ.
Look who's in the studio with us.
Look at this.
Ooh, comedian here. Kevin
look
Nealon.
Guy. Looky here.
Hey, Kevin Nealon. How are you?
Hey, Kevin. How are you? I'm fantastic. Thank you. I'm a morning guy. You know I'm a morning guy.
I've never known that you're a morning guy. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Do you have a guy, by the way?
Do I have a guy?
Yeah, everybody's got a guy for something.
Well, it depends on what.
Doctor or, a plumber or a mechanic or a contractor.
I don't think I have a guy.
You don't have a guy?
I think I need a guy.
So if I'm talking about...
Let's say
I have a hip problem.
Uh-huh. I would say, I got a guy.
Oh, my guy's good.
Yeah. Oh, no. No, okay. I don't have anything.
You got to
get
a guy.
Well, what do you need help with? Maybe I have a guy and I'm just not familiar with it.
I have a good hip surgeon. I have a guy that's a good.
If I said I had migraines, you got a guy.
I got a guy.
You do.
I got a guy. Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever even been able to say that.
Do you have a guy for anything?
No. I change handyman every time. Every new problem, I'll get a new guy off.
Why?
I don't know. I don't find
you anyone. You haven't found the guy.
No, I don't have a connection.
No, you don't
with
have
anyone.
The guy.
You got
no.
the guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know
that was such a thing that we really needed to be conscious of it. You having problems with the microphone?
I need a mic guy. I remember when I was on SNL, Lorne Michaels said that you have to have a good lawyer, a good accountant, I think he said, and a good doctor.
This is just finding a Jewish man.
There's your guy right there.
Yeah.
Any Jewish guy is your guy.
Yeah, anyone. Just pick him off the street.
Your podcast is still going on, isn't it?
It's a web series.
Web series. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I meant,
don't say podcast.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Yeah, I mean, this man has been...
That's insulting.
The lineup of people who've been doing Hiking with Kevin is
insane.
Outstanding.
Thank you very much.
Tiffany
I work hard
Haddish
at that.
To Caitlyn Jenner to... I mean, the list of
Kate
people...
Kate Beckinsale.
Kate Beckinsale's on
yeah,
this season.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
I've realized I have a lot of friends.
Yeah.
But I've gone through them all.
Now what?
Now I have to call the publicist and ask...
if she has a guy.
Yeah, if they have a guy.
Who didn't want to hike? Because for those of you that hasn't seen it, he hikes along with somebody, a celebrity or whatever, and asks him questions as they hike. And they get much more out of breath as they go.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also fascinated that Kevin Nealon gets more way out of breath. And I think if you're doing this all the time...
The out of breath thing, it's for show.
I see. Yeah,
we're faking
it.
We're mostly hiking on flat trails, I want it to seem like it's a steep trail. So I'm, I'm puffing.
I mean, literally halfway through each episode.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to talk when you're hiking up an incline.
Right.
Constantly
for
2 hours, just
right.
talking or an hour and listening. And, trying to get your flask out and drink your vodka, what I mean?
Do you feel like you get them in a more vulnerable state because you're hiking?
I think that would be an interesting study, I think your endorphins or whatever it is, while you're outside and you're hiking, you let your guard down a lot more and you're more open to talk about things. Also, I say if you talk about anything and you don't want it on, I'll just edit it out,
So well, that's the other thing that I think is that everybody that knows that you're a kind person. You're not going to make
fun of... I'm on the up and up.
And like, you got guys.
Like I hiked with Spade yesterday, David Spade.
David Spade, yeah.
And that was a long time coming because I've asked him for the last year, and he's always like, I don't know, I gotta...
Which brings me to my next question. Do people turn you down because it's hiking?
Some people do, yeah. Some people
so
do.
So he didn't. You finally got him.
Yeah, but there was a lot of specifications. It had to be very flat. He had to
Did
get
he put
out.
A percentage on the incline?
Yeah, it couldn't be more than 1% incline.
As a matter of fact, downhill would be best.
He had to get out of the canyon in time to beat traffic to get home.
Right.
And it couldn't be that far. It had
self-service,
to be like 30
I'm sure self-service.
Had to have cell reception. Yeah,
sure.
And some protein bars and some water.
Yeah.
Do you do it the same place?
No.
You know, you go all over the place?
I mix it up. We go to the Amazon. We go to Nepal.
The Amazon. Nepal. I don't think you've gone to either of those.
No, we haven't.
Yeah.
Mostly around Los Angeles, although I have done the Smoky Mountains and up in Santa Barbara, but mostly the canyons, Griffith Park, you know, the West Side, Malibu. And then I'm going hiking with some people that have never hiked before, ironically.
Have never hiked never, before.
At least that's what they say, or they've gone a few times, and they had to go out and buy clothes that
gear.
They thought were
really?
Hiking gear.
Yeah, yeah, they're missing out, though. Hiking is an incredible experience, not only for exercise, but just clearing out your mind. Like,
yeah.
It's a great... I've been doing it forever. I mean, especially with so much great thing like Runyon we have near here and right. All these things.
Has anyone gotten halfway and then said, look, man...
Just me. Me, mostly,
you?
Yeah.
You pull the cord on it?
Who's, like, the dream guest for hike? Like, who's the person you think of all the time that you haven't had on yet?
I'd like to start getting more musicians mm-hmm. on the show, like, you know, Paul McCartney or, you know...
Shoot a little bigger.
No, I'm
don't just start with Paul McCartney.
No, I'm not starting with him.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to end with him.
Okay.
But, you know, politicians, athletes I'd like to get.
Yeah.
You know, maybe Aaron Rodgers. I'd like to get, you know... Oprah, maybe. Who does she play for now?
Oprah plays for the Vikings.
She's a nose guard.
LeBron yeah. James would be great.
I don't think
good.
You could keep up with some of these people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I know what you're saying.
They're athletes.
Yeah.
And you're not.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not. But it's
in
really
the nicest way.
It's really the only athletic thing I'm doing now. You know, I play
that's
a little
it. This
golf.
Is your, this is your this exercise?
Is,
that's
this
it,
is what total? It's narrowed down to.
So you don't exercise if you don't have a guest?
Yeah, I do. I go
hiking.
Okay. I walk. I don't really call it hiking. It's more like walking.
Right.
But I do it alone a lot. I like to go. The other night I went hiking too late. I got stuck up in the mountains,
all
in
right.
the canyons.
That's
and
the
it got
episode
dark.
I want to see.
Right.
I was alone, man. I started getting worried about mountain lions because they're out there.
Yeah, I know they are.
First time I went hiking, I was on weeds at the time. And I brought my script with me early in the morning. And the sun was just coming up. And I know I was the first guy on the trail because I was hitting the cobwebs, you know? Maybe there were some shorter guys on the trail before me, but I was the first tall guy. And I get maybe a half hour up, and I hear this deep guttural growl in my, you know, just off the trail, just down behind the bushes a little bit, maybe, you know, 20 yards away.
Right.
And I could feel it in my chest. And I thought, that's not a dog. And nobody else was on the trail. And so I picked up the pace. I walked up higher to get
up
away.
Up higher?
Yeah, to get away.
Because mountain lions can't go up higher?
Well, they can, but you know what? I'm one step ahead of them. They think, this guy's not going to go up higher. He's going to run down to the car.
Sure.
I'll be right behind him.
Yeah.
I fooled the mountain lion. But I didn't know. And then I swear to you, the next day, they caught a 200-pound mountain lion on Sunset right at the end of the trail.
Oh, my
I was
God.
Hiking. Yeah.
It may have been that one.
I think it was.
You could have died.
He was still on Nealon hunt. He's trying to find Kevin.
No. The mountain lion could have died. Because I would go crazy on that mountain lion.
Would you? He attacked
me.
You just lose it?
They say that look big. Make yourself look big.
Do they say that for all animals? Because I thought that was just like a bear.
Just for the, with the big canine teeth. You know,
okay.
Like the, so I always, when I hike, I wear striped shirts that run horizontally to make yourself look a little bigger.
Okay.
It's all optical.
Oh, I put myself on camera so I look 15 pounds heavier.
That's a good idea, too. I like that.
Well, you can find that on Kevin Nealon's YouTube channel. And you are also hosting a benefit, which we're going to talk about next. It's the International Myeloma Foundation. It's the 12th annual comedy celebration with some fantastic comedians.
Oh, yeah.
Lineup
yeah.
is bonkers.
And we will talk about that when
it's
we
dope.
Come.
Oh, that sounded natural.
Yeah. This is hip hop station, right?
Yeah, yes. No, yeah,
it's dope,
station,
baby.
Yeah.
It's dope.
We'll talk about that when we get back.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
K Rock.
Comedian Kevin Nealon.
Yes.
Is in the studio with us.
What can you say about him?
That legendary, hasn't already been said?
Legendary.
He's the best, yeah. Really.
He is great. National treasure.
National treasure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell us about the International Myeloma Foundation.
Well, this is an event, a fundraiser for the International Myeloma Foundation, also to honor Peter Boyle. And I've been a performer at it over the years, and I've really enjoyed it. It's a great cause. And Ray Romano usually hosts it because he was on Everybody Loves Raymond.
He was Ray's dad on Everybody Loves Raymond.
That's right. And I guess he couldn't make it this year for one reason or another.
Because he doesn't care?
It's probably one reason. But yeah, he doesn't care.
It's a few million reasons, I think, actually.
Because they haven't found a cure for it yet. He goes, what am I doing? I'm wasting my time. So they asked if I would do it. And my mother has multiple myeloma, so it kind of hits home with me.
What is myeloma? And how many people ask you that? Because I'm not familiar with that word as much as I am with a lot of other ailments.
Well, myeloma, it's a cancer that invades your blood and your bones. So
blood
it's
and bones.
Yeah, it's in your blood and your bones. And the first event that they had was in 2007 for this cause, and they've raised $7 million since then.
$7 million?
Yeah. So it's really an effective organization.
That's fantastic. So Raise Out this year, and you're hosting?
I'm hosting, and okay. We've got a great lineup. We've got some really great Gabriel Iglesias.
Fluffy.
Who's great.
Fluffy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so funny. Fluffy's here. Shamir Samada.
Mm-hmm. You knew from SNL?
Yeah. Jim Jeffries. Hilarious.
I love Jim Jeffries.
Let's see.
Natasha Leggero?
Yeah, Natasha Leggero.
That hilarious. Christella Alonso?
Yeah, Bill Cosby.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. Huh?
What?
Wait.
What? No? What?
You said, I thought you said Bill Cosby.
No.
Oh,
I think
no.
He's in prison.
Oh, the guy's in prison. Come on. Is that your Bill Cosby?
Yeah, I don't do impressions.
Could I hear some more of that,
could have
please?
Been any. Name a comic. Any comic.
Miller. Dennis Miller.
The thing about this is the pudding and the thing.
That's crazy. I'd love to hear your Rock. Your Chris Rock.
Wait, let me talk about it now.
Eddie Murphy.
All right, that's pretty good, but if you have a carrot top.
Oh, right?
Here we go.
Look at this sledgehammer. I got a little pudding. Pudding.
If you mentioned pudding, every other word.
Did you try at any point in your career to be an impressionist?
Oh, yeah.
I did.
Back in, when I was a kid, I loved all, like, Fred Travellina.
Oh, yeah.
And, all the big impressionists back then. I used to do Jimmy Stewart a lot.
Did you used to stand in front of the mirror and do it and try to work it out or watch it?
No, I would listen to tapes and watch them on,
And were you good?
I think I did a good Jimmy Stewart and a John Wayne. But then I realized that I don't want to, do impressions of other people. I want other people to do impressions of me eventually one day. Mm-hmm. And then I started seeing all these impressionists get so successful and make a lot of money.
No, but when an impressionist comes in, it's like, I want them to do the voices. And that seems like you're really boxed into that thing.
Yeah.
What I mean?
I mean, there's like Dana Carvey does great voices and impressions, but he does more caricatures.
Right.
So he can do an act and talk about things and then go into like an Obama. No, or George Bush, not gonna that.
Yeah, like his George Bush became the impression you do of George Bush, but it's not necessarily things George Bush ever said.
Never.
They're things Dana Carvey said as George Bush.
Yeah, and now everybody just does an impression of Dana Carvey's George Bush.
Yeah, exactly. So to answer your question, no, I'm still waiting for people to do impressions of me.
Okay.
David Duchovny was the only guy I know that did an impression of me.
Is that right?
And it went like this. This is what he did. Hey, man.
That's it.
That's
the whole impression?
Yeah. And you can't tell if something sounds like you.
Right.
Somebody's doing an impression of you. Like I hiked once with Owen Wilson. I said, what's it like when people do impressions of you? Is it flattering? He goes, I don't know. What kind of, they're not good. And, I don't. The thing with the pudding. And,
You have to go to the pudding.
I had to fall back.
There was one time that we were giving away tickets. It may have been to this event. I don't even know. But Ray Romano was on the phone.
Yeah.
And our listeners didn't know it. So we had all of our listeners call in and do their Ray Romano impression. Then we brought Ray on there and he's like, do I sound like that? Oh. And we were all like, pretty much. Yeah. I don't know how to tell you this, but yes.
He was on one of my hikes and I said to him, how great was it doing Everyone Loves Raymond? And he thought about it. He goes, first of all, it's called Everybody Loves Raymond.
Ray Romano is just as bad as everyone else's.
Your Ray Romano sounds like you have Bill Cosby in your throat. Like
First of all, it's called Everybody Loves the Pudding.
Everyone loves vintage Bill Cosby so much. Someone should just go up and do all his bits now.
Just steal them.
Yeah.
Straight steal them.
No one's going to stop you.
I used to watch him come on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, and it seemingly with no material. And just come out there for like 7 minutes. And I keep thinking, the clock's running down. He better get to something here soon.
As a comedian, you're watching his craft?
Yeah. But anyway, this IMF event is really effective and it's exciting. And they really have put a lot into it. And
you have auction items and stuff like that to help raise
money? I do, but not part of the
event. Okay, not part of the thing.
He's actually having a garage sale.
I'm having a garage sale
at the event.
I don't know about that, but they may.
I assume they probably will.
I used to collect a lot of auction items when I was on Saturday Night Live because people are always asking for auction items for their events. So whenever there was a host, I would get something from them. Like Paul McCartney came on and I had one of the PAs run down and get me some albums. Like he brought me back a couple like
Really? Paul McCartney's not good enough for you to go down and get them?
I was working.
I don't care.
And I thought about Paul the last McCartney. Minute. Yeah. I sent Paul down. I said, Paul, would you go get one of your albums? And I had him sign it. And I put that in my auction item thing to give away.
Right.
I ended up keeping it.
Well,
you know.
That's not the point.
No, I know what it's not.
Okay.
And then Kurt Cobain was on, and I got an unauthorized autobiography mm-hmm. for him. An unauthorized autobiography.
So he wasn't in on it and didn't really want it?
Probably not.
And you had him sign it?
He was walking down the hallway. I said, Kurt, would you mind signing this for an auction thing? And he goes, sure. And he signs it. And I close it. I didn't look at it for a while because I wasn't really a fan. And, and I finally looked at it like, I think maybe after he died, I looked at it. And it was like in a third grader wrote it.
Yeah.
It said, I am not Liberace, comma, Kurt Cobain.
Whoa. Also, another thing he didn't give to charity.
I did. I kept it. I kept that as well.
You kept that as well? Yeah. How much stuff do you have in your house?
Oh, everything that I asked for, I kept. I said it's for a charity.
So you just get it for, you say it's a charity, yeah. Then they sign something.
All of Kevin Nealon's, all the things in his house that are memorabilia signed, Fight Cancer, Charles Barkley. Yeah.
I got a great
Dear
Michael Jordan
winner,
basketball.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I have, whenever somebody visits me, I have to look really sick.
Yeah. You know. Well, I mean, to the city of hope.
Whatever works.
Yeah.
The event again is the International Myeloma Foundation 12th Annual Comedy Celebration. It's November 3rd at the Wilshire Ebell Theater, and you can get tickets now for half off.
Yeah, promo.
It's a K-Rock half off situation. You go to comedy.
If you want them to find half of a cure, then you get the half off ticket.
You want to make them feel bad about this.
Maybe pay full price. But anyway, we have a promo
Comedy.myeloma.org is the website. And if you use the promo code KROCK, it means you don't care as much as people who pay for full price tickets.
No, that's fine. Nobody will be belittled. Or, you know, you sleep with it. You have to sleep with it. But
one's going to be belittled because Kevin Nealon has all the signed memorabilia in the world that he said was
That's right. If you want a photo signed by John Lovitz that says, to AIDS organization... There'll be an auction there from Kevin Nealon's personal stash.
All right, Kevin, I'd like to run 60 seconds with you. I'm just going to ask you a bunch of questions.
How long will it take?
60 seconds with Kevin Nealon.
Okay.
What were you like in high school?
Quiet.
What's the last thing you Googled?
Kevin and Bean.
What's the thing most people would be surprised to find out about you?
I speak fluent German brokenly.
Really?
Broken fluent German.
Dog kisses on the mouth, yes or no?
Sometimes.
That's not a yes or no.
If they're drunk.
What's your go-to song when you sing karaoke?
I don't know the name of it, but it goes like this. I'm not talking about moving in, and I don't want to share the pain. That's not the lyrics.
But the pudding is right, and the pudding is good. You worked pudding into the song. What's the very first job you had?
Dishwasher.
Can we post a selfie on your Instagram?
Yes.
Without you?
No.
All right. Have you ever been at an intersection and been tempted to just run your car over the person? Oh, I didn't even get a chance to
Every
ask
time.
That. Every time. All right, Kevin, we appreciate you coming in.
Thank you. That felt like 3 minutes.
It was just a minute.
Wow.
It was. I don't know if you heard, there was a clock ticking.
I thought there was a fight next door.
The fundraiser, again, International Myeloma Foundation, 12th Annual Comedy Celebration, and you go to comedy.myeloma.org.
Thank you.
You're the best, Kevin. Thanks for coming.
Thank you very much.
The Kevin and Bean Show, world famous K-Rock.
Allie McKay is out today. Brad Williams has been here all day doing what's happening, and we appreciate it. Brad, thank you.
Thank you.
All day. Woke up. 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah,
yep.
You did
once, and I'm done.
Tell us about tonight.
Tonight?
Yes.
Doing the No Limit Comedy Night at the Hollywood Park Casino. I am hosting a great lineup of comics. Becky Robinson, she was on Wild and Out. Preacher Lawson, he was on America's Got Talent. Chris Porter had a great Netflix special called Ugly and Angry. And then Harlan Williams, you know him from tons of movies, comedy specials. He once did a comedy special where he just filmed himself alone on a hill yelling. There was no audience.
I'd like to see that.
It's pretty great.
He's the guy who drank the pee in Dumb and Dumber.
He is the guy. Yeah. That is him. Yes, he was the cop.
Best known for.
Absolutely.
But he should be best known for yelling on a hill. Because that sounds great.
So, this is my first time being on the show with you, Jensen. So,
yes.
I wanted to make you happy and make you comfortable.
Sure.
So, this is going to be
weird.
All...
That was you wearing a yarmulke.
That
is odd.
A little over the line,
yeah,
but now I know why.
You know, it's the headwear of your people.
Yeah.
So, I want to make you happy. So, this is the all hip-hop edition of what's happening.
I'm in.
We're going straight hip-hop.
Okay.
First of all, I was looking for stories to do for this What's Happening.
I truly realized my whiteness.
Well, I could have helped you. Didn't need the stories.
Until about 45 seconds ago,
okay,
I thought Migos was one person.
What?
They are three amigos. They are Migos, three people.
Mm-hmm. I did not know that.
Okay.
I was very confused when I pulled up this picture.
All right.
And there was three of them there.
They do technically, and not in a racist way, do look alike, the three of them.
That's racist.
No, it's not. I'm saying they dress similar. Sometimes they dress in the same outfits.
That's racist.
Well, that's not.
I don't think that is.
Just looking at them, they have similar hair as well. They have the same hairstyle.
They do it on purpose.
Not all rappers have the same hair, Jason.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, what is up with Migos?
Oh, well, Migos is being sued by rapper M.O.S., claiming that he recorded the song Walk It. I know none of these words.
Walk
I know.
It, like I, talk it. Gonna walk it.
Yeah,
like
I've
it,
heard that one.
It. That's the song.
That's the.
I'd like to hear Brad do it.
That's right. The one Migos?
That's the three Migos.
The me guy?
The when they're alone, they are a me guy. But okay. When they're together, they're the Migos. And they sing Walk It, Like I Talk It. It's a great song.
Walk it, like I talk it.
That's it.
Like there that. You go.
Yeah. got my hood pass now.
Nope.
That didn't happen.
Someone whose hood pass might be getting evoked, or I don't know.
Revoked?
Revoked.
Uh-huh.
I can't talk today. Kevin, you know what it's like. It's contagious.
Please, words are hard.
Ice-T.
You don't have to tell me.
Ice-T got arrested for the most gangster reason ever. Evading a bridge toll.
Wait, hold on. Bridge? Wait, why did he get his hood pass revoked?
Well, I may have jumped the gun with that.
Okay.
I don't think Ice-T could ever get his hood pass revoked.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, but he got arrested for evading a bridge toll in his brand new McLaren.
Seems like an offensive story for you to do.
And basically, I'm doing the all-hip-hop edition of What's Happening just so I can go back to the Post Malone story.
All right.
Because this is
please,
awesome.
Please, this is the best story of the day.
Yeah.
Post Malone. It was recently revealed that he spent in the last year $40,000 on Postmates. $40,000. And I've been bringing facts in about 3,000 total items, 660 orders, 52 cities across the country, over 289 merchants, mostly fast food. His most expensive order was $8,000 worth of Popeye's biscuits for a party at Coachella.
Mm-hmm.
And this new fact I just found out, he once called up Postmates and said, "Bring me the most expensive chessboard you can find at Target."
Chessboard.
Postmates is there not like an assistant?
Right. You're not like his shopper.
Hello, Steve. Steve Postmates. Looking for a chessboard. Find me at a Target. Most expensive. All $18.
Most expensive
so
chessboard
weird.
At Target.
It's gotta be $20.
Why are you looking for, like, first of all, Post Malone? Don't really see him as a chess guy.
I mean, he's been shocking all morning to me. We've come up with a million facts as to why I'm now surprised about Post Malone.
I mean, he's also ordered calcium crickets, which is something you feed a reptile.
Yeah.
Latex gloves, $100 worth of buffalo wing sauce.
The sauce.
Just the sauce?
Sauce is the...
Just the sauce.
That's the M. Night ending to that sentence. Because I do always think you're going to say wings.
And the strangest item I think you could ever get on Postmates, Post Malone got it, a mariachi band.
Yeah.
That's not a thing.
How
that
does that happen?
I think you can only do that if you're Post Malone.
How do you get it? You just got, hey, can you just like drive by an El Torito and see if it's somebody's birthday?
That's, number one, that's racist. Two, you go in, I don't know if you guys have ever looked up Sugarfish, but when you look up Sugarfish, there's a couple options. One of them, mariachi band. You can get the salmon, you can get the Trust Me Light or whatever, and then there's also mariachi band. Just click it.
That's insane.
That has been your hip-hop update from a white guy from Orange County who just realized that Migos is not one person.
Three people.
Mm. Three people? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Three people.
Okay. Let's get to celebrity birthdays. Actor Kevin Kline, it is his birthday today. And then child actor Drake.
He's a rapper. He's very, very famous.
He's a current rapper right now.
Very popular.
It says child actor on the show Degrassi.
Yes, he was on Degrassi High also. Before he rapped, he was a television... But that's a lot of people.
Now,
Will Smith was on TV.
Did he experience a lot of the pratfalls that a lot of child actors go through? Like,
no, now he's rap. He's the most one of the most famous men in the world right now. Yeah.
Not ringing a bell.
Mm. Well, it's Drake.
Oh. Should look it up.
Well, it's his birthday.
Yeah.
Not much of a hip-hop...
One of my favorite...
What's happening?
He's literally one of my favorite rappers.
Is he one of the Migos?
No, that's racist.
Are we going to keep going until we're positive it's racist?
Well, I think we just got positive.
We just stepped over that line?
Yeah.
I'm Brad Williams. Come see me tonight at Hollywood Park Casino, and that's what's happening.
Thank you for coming in today, Brad. We appreciate it.
No problem.
The SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win with a commercial-free drive home today at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning on all-new Kevin and Bean Show. Get up on this. RJ Bell talks football. Joe Buck talks baseball. And Adam Carolla as well tomorrow.
The Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.